Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. A tremendous Thursday to you. I am excited to share with you my day two results of swimming. I am excited to share with you the goings-on of what's happening on Facebook. And I'm excited to share with you the most important feature of every podcast, and that is you and your dream. Thank God. Thank God we are done with these political debates here in the U.S. It is October, what is it, the 20th, I think, Thursday, the day after the last debate between Trump and Hillary. We got 20 days left till this election is over. Regardless on which side of the fence you fall on, I think we can all agree it'll be a great day when November 9th comes, regardless if your candidate wins, because then people can get back to their regularly scheduled lives, or can they? And that's the topic for today. People are escaping reality to go play in this nasty war online between my candidate's better than your candidate. And those of you, I know we have people listening over 100 countries. I know you're following the election. At least you've heard of it. It's nasty. It's just, you know, back and forth, blah, blah, blah. The most fascinating part about this whole thing, though, is the relationships that are just being severed online between family members, between friends, acquaintances. If you don't agree with me, get the hell off my Facebook wall. You don't even need to comment, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay. And what if, for example, that individual is in your target market for business, and you, after, you know, you get through with this fantasy that your voice online actually matters, like you're going to convince one person? Never. And I don't speak in absolutes often, as in always, never. But I can't remember, I honestly can't, one person's opinion that was ever swayed politically because they got on the wall of somebody on Facebook. I'm using Facebook as an example because it's probably the most used political platform besides Twitter out there. Facebook and Twitter back and forth. I don't know of anybody who's ever been swayed with their opinion because they went on someone else's wall on Facebook and they, you know, read all this hyperbole and then, oh my gosh, geez, I didn't realize that. That's a really, really great point. And certainly I don't want to lose you as a friend, so I'm going to go ahead and agree with your political take on that. It's ridiculous. Now, let me ask you this question, okay? What if these same individuals with all this passion and vigor and they just dig in and they draw their line in the sand, what if they did that with their dream? What if they did that with their business? As in, instead of just giving it a shot and not, here's what's, it's just so wild, man. Very few people are willing to go out there online and tell all their friends and family about their dream. You know what I'm talking about? And this might be you. It was me for the longest time. Yeah, I'm kind of doing, you know, this on the side, but I don't really want to tell anybody. Until it takes off. Until it takes off. Like, until I get really successful, then I'll tell people. Yeah, let me tell you something. That's kind of like saying, as soon as that fire starts burning in the fireplace, I'm going to start putting the wood inside of it. You know, the fire actually needs the logs, the wood to burn. And unless you're going to keep putting that wood inside the fire, it ain't going to get the heat. It needs to get hot and burn. So that's backwards, okay? You don't wait until you're successful to go tell people about what you're doing. You tell people right now, and you do it with that same intention and that same intensity and that same passion that you're out there talking about your favorite political candidate whom you've never met, whom you would never meet, you never have any interaction with, means absolutely zero on your quality of life, whether your business takes off. Oh, I know, the laws that are passed to help the entrepreneur, to hurt the entrepreneur, the minimum wage, I get all that. None of that matters when you take the approach that I teach and other people in this space have done before, and that is you stay in your lane, you add tremendous amount of value, you're going to make way more money than you ever dreamed of, and you're not going to be caught up in the minimum wage. I mean, seriously? My mom made minimum wage. I've made minimum wage. My mom, the most she ever made was $17,000, and that was her best year ever. ever. So don't tell me about, oh, you don't know what it's like to grow up. And I know exactly what it's grow up. And you know what? It propelled me to never want to live that life ever. You know, I had a great childhood considering the circumstances, you know, with food stamps and growing up in this big old drafty house and a single mom, alcoholic mom, dad left at 3 months old. Yeah, that was my life growing up. And I still have fond memories. It's not like I look back and say, geez, my life sucked. I had a great time. You know why? Because I had some great friends. Did you grow up in a childhood when you had some really good friends? Maybe people that you still talk to today. My friends were my, I'm trying to think of the word, where I go, my sanctuary, my release, where I used to go to just know that when all else fails, I could have a great time with them. You know, mom has a little bit too much sauce, hits the bottle too much. I'm out the door. I'm going to a friend's house. I'm just going to have fun there. And when I come home, mom will be asleep. You know, those types of things. My escape, you know. And right now, people are escaping into a world online where they're just badgering each other. And they act as if, you know, that's going to actually make it. It's not going to make a hill of beans. You're not arguing for the minimum wage. And you're focusing, again, I taught this on Facebook Live. Let me just bring this up as well. If you're not following the fan page on Facebook, make sure you head on over there to Every Day is Saturday on Facebook. Because I'm doing Facebook Live trainings pretty regularly now. The last few days, every single day. And these are 30, 40, 50-minute long trainings, especially talking about this topic. You know, yesterday I taught about the three P's that you need in order to make $1 online. People, payment, product. And I discussed each one of those in depth and shared with you. Look, once you learn to make a dollar online, you can make $1,000, $10,000, $100,000. It's just about moving the comma at that point. So make sure you're watching the Facebook Lives. They replay on my page. You just can check the videos out every single day. And attend one because I'm answering the questions live in real time as well as after the replay. And I taught that yesterday. Look, it ain't about, we're not playing small here. Right? We're not trying to hold all of our cards close to our chest and never add any value and never invest any money or spend any money or worried about the minimum wage or this person or that person. That's not what it's about, man. You don't compare your chapter one to somebody else's chapter 20 in their life, because we can compare the bad and we also compare the good. For example, somebody's doing so much better than me. Oh, it's killing me. Well, they probably had a head start. They may have had a little bit more help. Maybe they caught lightning in a bottle. Maybe they got lucky. I found the longer you stay in the game, the luckier you get. That's always been the case, whether that was in a job or whether that was as an entrepreneur or whether that was working out at the gym. The longer I stayed in it, the luckier I got, because you're just going to catch some breaks. Are you going to catch some setbacks? Well, of course, that comes with it. If you ain't willing to accept that and absorb that, then you shouldn't be in the game. You just got to go play where everybody else plays. A little small ball. Go play in the shallow end of the pool. Nothing fun ever happens over there. A lot of kids pee in the pool when it's in the shallow end. Go to the deep end. You know, it's nice and clean. It's not as crowded. That's where the really kind of the experts hang out, you know. And go jump in the deep end. Play around a little bit over there. You'll swim. You'll find a way to make yourself swim. And you'll have a lot more fun, by the way, because it's just not as crowded. It's like anything. The higher you climb on that ladder, there's just not as much traffic. There's nobody else willing to do that. And stop comparing yourself to people that are more successful, at least in this sense. I can't believe they're that much better and they're doing that much better. Well, there's a reason, okay? And if you really dove into it and found out the reason, it'd probably make you feel a lot better about where you are right now, because you're probably further ahead than they were when they were at the stage of growth that you're at right now. Yesterday, day two of the pool. Oh, by the way, shout out. Those of you who are registered for the webinar at EDIS webinar, congrats. Feedback has been awesome. If you want to join our Every Day is Saturday Academy and you just know, hey, look, this stuff on the podcast, I need more of this. I need more of this teaching. I need the curriculum and the daily modules to help me find my purpose. Like, what's my purpose? Where am I going in life? What's my passion? How do I monetize all of this? You can go right to edislive.com, edislive.com. We're going to get you inside the academy, and you're going to get two event tickets to my next event, my live event. You and a guest can come. No charge, my guest. You're going to get just bonuses on top of bonuses. I'm not going to give them away now because they're very cool, and you'll see them there. Go to edislive.com. Join us. If you like the Everyday Saturday podcast, if you are a follower of this show, take this to the next level. Oh, and you'll get inside our private Facebook group as well, where all the champions hang out. I'm in there hanging out. Our sales team is in there. I don't mean selling you. I mean helping you. You know, we have professional coaches inside of there. Life is about sales. You know, somebody's getting sold every single day. Relationships, business, sales isn't a bad thing. Sales is an amazing thing. It's what makes economies go and thrive. Don't be afraid of that. We have coaches that hang out inside the Everyday Saturday Facebook group as well, helping you, answering your questions. I got an interview tomorrow with a young lady who is just lighting it up online, and I want to share that interview. All of our members get access to that live. They can join us on the webinar, as well as the replays inside the members area. So head on over to edislive.com. Join us, and I'd love to interact with you as well there. Day two of the and help you. And help you make every day Saturday. I'm in the pool yesterday, and the first day was pretty good. I managed 12 laps. If you listen to the show, I've never swam before, at least not in a lane. And by the way, now I know the number one question I had, and this was just bothering the crap out of me. How do swimmers stay straight, swimming straight, when they're looking down? You know, the swimmers, like, they swim the entire lane. They don't even look up. They must hold their breath kind of underwater a little bit the entire time. Because if you listen to the show a couple days ago, I was swimming zigzaggedy all over the place. When I tried to put my head down, I'd look up. I'd swim for like 5 seconds with my head down because I go faster. And I'd end up like almost out of the lane, brushing against the rope. So there's a line on the bottom of the pool. I've seen the line. Never knew why it was there. Now I know. So yours truly invested in, wait for it, goggles. Yes, I've got goggles coming Amazon Prime. They'll be here tomorrow. I paid for the one-day shipping. It's my last day not looking at that line. So I'm going to be, because I tried to look at it yesterday when I was swimming. I followed it, and I managed to go straight. That was my big epiphany. The line. I know why the line's there. But my eyes are filled with chlorine. So I got the goggles. I'll be swimming. Yesterday, though, I swam 16 laps. Not 12, 16 laps. That's a 33% increase from the day before. And yeah, I had to stop after just about every one. Trust me, I had to stop. Still breathing like I ran a marathon. Excuse me. Now, here's the thing that happened, though. Talking about comparing yourself. I get to the pool yesterday. I'm fired up. I'm focused. I'm ready to go. Jump in the pool. Literally, oh, here we go. Let's get after it. And I'm just about ready to jump in and start swimming. I got the entire pool area to myself. There's two lanes to swim in. And then there's kind of an open area if people are doing lessons or something. And in walks, I'd guess maybe a 70, maybe 75-year-old lady. And she's got the goggles on. She's got the skull cap, whatever you call that, the swimmer's cap there. And I was like, oh, okay, got a little company. No big deal. I've never swam side by side. This is only my second day ever. And so I jump in, you know. I'm kind of in good shape, you know. So I'm you know, getting ready, just about ready to start getting the old arms going in the water. The lady who resembled Betty White, she jumps in, and she takes off like someone shot the gun at the Olympics, and she starts swimming, I mean, fast. And I'm like, oh, my God. I thought I'd be swimming next to Betty White, and I was actually excited, like, wow, I'm sure I can keep, not totally prejudged, profiling. All of it, all the stuff, all the negative stuff. Yep, guilty as charged, both hands in the air. And I figured I could swim next to Betty White the entire time, and this would be great for my ego, because for guys, it's all about the ego, and I could keep up. Well, she took off like the gun got shot at the Olympics. I started swimming better than the day before, but still nothing like you would ever see at an Olympic. And she was coming back the other way while I was still going halfway through my first lap. You see where this is going, right? She kept passing me, lapping me. Every time, I had to stop after one lap each way back. 16 times I stopped swimming. And 16 times I would start again to go back the other way. And I'm, and she's just smooth strokes, just kept. And then, of course, here it comes, the backstroke, the breaststroke. She's swimming on her side. She was doing everything but synchronized swimming. I mean, I thought for a moment there she was going to start doing like synchronized swimming in the lane next to me. And I was just like, oh my God, can this get any worse? And I had to remind myself, it's not about her. It's about me. It's about doing better than I did the day before. Because if I try to compare myself to this lady, ain't no way. I'm never going in the pool again. I was finding a way to be embarrassed over something that I should have never even compared myself to. So, ma'am, I don't know your name, may never even see you again, or I might see you again today. I don't know, but congratulations to you because you inspired me. You inspired me to keep going because I was going to stop at 13 laps. I just wanted to do one better, but I kept going. And because of her, my little Betty White friend in the lane next to me, I managed to do 16 laps. I actually hope she's there again today because she inspired the heck out of me. And that's why I have switched my mindset from being, you know, that individual, the male ego, disappointed, embarrassed, whatever you want to call it, just a power trip on whatever level you want to call it, to being inspired by people who do better than me. I look at them and say, damn, if she can do it, I know I can do it now. I got out of the pool after 16 excruciating laps, and she was still going. She might still be going right now. That's how much she was swimming, and that inspired me. Okay, so I was done. I don't know what it took me, maybe 30 minutes or so. I was done. I was toast. I was huffing and puffing. Had a great cardio workout, and I'll do better today. Here's the key. Let's end the show with this thought. You've heard me say it before if you listen to the show. I'm going to say it again. I want to remind you, and this is something that you got to write down, stamp it on your forehead, and really get it, all right? Your challenge is not to be better than anybody else. Your challenge is to be better than the person that went to sleep last night. Your challenge is to be better than you were the day before in business, in life, in relationships. And if you're not, then you got to strive to do that today. That's the main goal. That's the main goal. I want to help you do that. Make sure, once again, go to edislive.com. Just check out the testimonials there. I've got some powerful, powerful testimonials. One from a gentleman who was 50 grand in debt to suicide, was contemplating killing himself. Grab the hold of the Everyday Saturday message, has made over $1 million online. You really need to see that testimonial. It's on the page at edislive.com. If nothing else, just watch that. That will inspire you. It's Sam Crowley. Have an amazing day. We'll be back tomorrow better than ever. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.